there was an admission on the Iran war, which jumped out at me, and it might to you too. Here it is in SOT 7.
We're doing it to help Israel and to help Saudi Arabia and to help Qatar and UAE and, you know, Kuwait and other countries, Bahrain.
It also helps China.
And we're actually, I told them today, I said, you know, we're helping you, and we're helping you in another way, because I don't think they want, I don't think China wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon either. I said, this don't go crazy. You don't need them having a nuclear weapon either.
What did he say? What did he say?
Well, he's not going to respond too much. He's a pretty cool guy. He's not going to say, oh, gee, that's a good point.
I think he
might. What's he going to do?
Well,
say,
I mean,
what a wonderful point.
You think he agreed?
Yeah, I think.
That was the impression.
I don't think he wants them to have. No, he would like to see it end. But he's been good about it, you know.
So there it is. I mean, lest there was any doubt, it's the first thing in the answer. We did it to help Israel. We're doing it to help Israel. He named other countries. He has said the world can't have Iran having a nuclear weapon. But just to say that is so controversial, that we're doing it to help Israel. We know. We know that. We've said that many times. And then you get called an anti-Semite. But that's not anti-Semitic. It is a fact. You heard it from the president of the United States himself. He thinks it's also helping some of the Gulf Arab states. Fine. That's not controversial. You can say that. But prior to the president saying it himself explicitly, you weren't allowed to say that other piece of it, or you were called an anti-Semite.
I thought this was a movement that was calling itself America First. And then you have Trump saying, oh yeah, this war, yeah, like it's kind of helping us. We don't want them to have a nuclear weapon, but you know, yeah, we're helping Israel get rid of their big enemy.